All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton standing with you in the confessional corner as we continue our look at the Lord's Prayer as we go through the small catechism. This week, we're looking at the third petition as well as part of Matthew's narrative on the crucifixion of Jesus from Matthew 27. All right, the third petition, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come, and when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. All right, again, God's will is going to be done because he's God. However, we continue to pray that God's will be done among us, which also means that in that we also seek to hallow God's name and to have his kingdom come. So God breaks the plans of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature by making his will come, even despite our biggest objections, which is why we move to Matthew 27 and Jesus before Pilate in verses 24 through 31. "So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, 'I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.' And all the people answered, 'His blood be on us and on our children.' Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put on his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him." All right, there is Matthew 27. Now, is God's will being done here? Well, this is when God is breaking all the plans of the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. And we see this here as the devil is being thwarted by the whole crucifixion, even though the devil doesn't even realize it yet. Secondly, the world, Pilate has no control over the situation. The Jewish chief priests have no control over the situation because truly the devil is in charge at this moment. But ultimately, Jesus is the one who's in charge. He is the one who is making all this happen, even though the Jewish leaders themselves were like, "Let's do this after the feast. Let's wait a little bit longer, and then we'll take care of him when the crowd's not here for the Passover." Well, Jesus said, no, I am the Passover lamb. We're taking care of this now. Now, where does the sinful nature come in? That's the soldiers. The soldiers who think, okay, I am better than you because, well, you are a criminal. I am a soldier of the law. I am upholding the law, so I'm better than you. I can do really whatever I want to you because you've been condemned to death. So they mock him. He wants to be the king of the Jews. All right, let's put a robe on him, make him look like a king. Let's put a crown on him. Give him a scepter. And then after mocking him, bowing down, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," rising up, grabbing the scepter out of his hand and beating him on the head with it, digging the crown of thorns in even deeper. That's the human nature. That's our nature seeking to take care of any advantage, take advantage of any advantage that we have in this life against other people. That's the soldiers against the Jesus, that is the chief priest against Jesus, because Jesus, as Isaiah 53 says, is standing before them like a sheep before his shearers is silent. So now Jesus is not speaking a word. He is taking this mockery. He is taking this punishment for you and for me. He is taking it because this is God's will, because this is what each and every one of us deserve. But Jesus is taking it on himself. This is the will. This is the good and gracious will of God. This is what he uses. This is why we have the extra services during Holy Week, to help strengthen us in the faith, to remind us that these things aren't just something we look at occasionally, but we continue to focus on these things because these things are the core basis of our faith. This is where our faith gains its strength, is in the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. This is what equips us to wrestle with the theologies around us, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus, for you, for me, for the whole world. That's what we're doing here as we look at the catechism, as we look through the scriptures. We are doing our best to be equipped with the word that strengthens us through the Holy Spirit that God sent us when he sent his kingdom last week, so that we might be equipped to wrestle with the theologies around us today and always. That's it for this week. I thank you again for being here, going through these brief moments as we go through the small catechism and each of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. I pray that it has been beneficial to you, strengthening you so that you may wrestle with the theologies around you as God's will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.